Welcome home to our community of love and light. I'm Kate Large, and this is our ninth class module of Game of Life Mastery Program. And just moments before we got started here, a thunderstorm started rolling through here. And so long as it doesn't intensify, we should be fine. But if the lightning gets a little hairy, I will have to get off the phone. But we're going to continue. So I want to begin this class by celebrating you and all your efforts, all your healing, and all the healing and expansion you'll continue to experience in the coming days, weeks, months, and years. And I hold you in the light of living a life joyfully fulfilled in all areas of your square of life and everything in between. And today's class module solidifies the energy of love or above that you wish to be as your new normal. But first, we'll begin with some admin info. This class module will be almost an hour, and the recording and transcript will be available within 48 hours, and we'll begin our Q&A time immediately after the class completes. And our next last class module call is next Tuesday, September 1st, and your homework is to read Chapter 10, Denials and Affirmations, and complete the inside assignments. And I have some very special information I want to share with you. At this time, the next Game of Life Mastery program will be presented in January of next year, and you have a lifetime membership to this program, so you will be notified by email and in the Facebook when that date is scheduled. And I mentioned last week that I'll be releasing the Game of Life Mastery program self-study in September, and as a member of the Mastery community, you'll be receiving access to the self-study. And you'll be notified by email and through the Facebook community on how to access all the goodies in this program. Now, what I think you'll love in the self-study is the cross-reference of the mastery tools with life situations. I'm really excited about that. Now, I'm already registering people for the next Secret Door to Success Mastermind, and that begins on September 28th. And it's a 10-week program that's an extraordinary experience for each of the participants, including me. And it's an interactive, intimate, safe, love-filled container where we come together across the planet to support each other in a deep, profound way. And you'll be partnered with another like soul who will support you as you support them to access your secret door to success. And you'll be heard and supported and loved like you've never experienced before. It's truly a magical experience. Now, Mastermind participants have joined to deepen and expand their connection with God and the angelic realm, and they have. Others have joined to fully transcend from faith and trust to knowing who they are, to live into their power, and they are. While others have joined to consistently have that human hand of support as they fully embrace and expand into a fearless existence. And they have. Now, each participant customizes their personal manifesting blueprint to fully master creating the highest possible outcome as the reality. And I'll be presenting at least two masterminds on Mondays. The first one will be at 1 p.m. Mountain Time, and the second one will be at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. And again, that will begin on Monday, September 28th. Registration is open now for those of you in the Mastery Program and for members of the Mastermind Program. Three of the original Mastermind members love the program so much they registered for the Mastermind that we're finishing up now, and one has registered again. So, if you're interested, please let me know so I can get you registered and reserve your seat at our virtual Mastermind Roundtable. Okay, so this is our ninth class module, and I trust that you've completed your homework reading Chapter 9, Perfect Self-Expression or the Divine Design, and completing Workbook Session 9. So, what do you want to be when you grow up? Has your passion revealed itself to you? Well, Florence begins Chapter 9 discussing perfect self-expression. She talks about how we each have a place that we fill that no one else can fill because it's ours alone. And this place can be in business, creating your own business or working for someone else, or this place may not receive monetary compensation. The place may be as a volunteer or parenting children. It's a place that's perfect for you. Now, after my grandmother died in 2012 and I finally got back to work in January of 2013, I felt this guidance within me that I needed help with my business. I needed a fellow human to show me how to be of service at a deeper level. And the angel sent someone to me, and I learned how valuable it is to have a fellow human holding that safe space to expand and grow and evolve. And for me, this set the foundation for this mastery program and for everything else I present. And even though I've held a sense of joy for teaching and helping others, I'm human too. And I've had deep-seated fear of the responsibility. And I remember clearly the moment I realized that it was necessary for me to face that fear that I'd been holding on to for the illusion that it was, so that I could step to the plate to deliver a program like this, to hold that safe space for others to step into their brilliance, this safe space for you to discover the limitless possibility that you are. And my guide showed me that by my fulfilling my potential, the lives of others would be easier. And this is the case for you too. When you fulfill your potential, living your joy-filled life becomes your new normal when you ascend your energy to love or above. Your life's happier, and the lives of others are touched and made easier. Now, my angel showed me that if I did not step to the plate, there would be people who would not receive what I have to share. And without my holding the space for them, their lives would miss an opportunity to ascend, expand, and evolve. And I share this with you without ego. I share this simply as information for those of you who are feeling guided to provide service to others, but you're hesitating. Because those of you in this program are all way showers of the light, leaders in some way, your way. And you've been divinely guided to be here to receive the wisdom to step to the plate and truly fulfill your potential this lifetime, whatever that may be. It may be overcoming fear. It may be providing a service. Could be anything. Now, the day that the first Game of Life Mastery program started, back in March of 2014, I was sitting in a bubble bath, thinking about the program, when I saw Florence's spiritual essence sitting on the toilet beside the tub. And we talked about the program, and then she told me this about you, all of you, and this program. And this is what she said. Those of you who are in this program are divinely selected. You're way showers of the light. This program will spread across the planet like a raging fire, gobbling up the darkness and bringing in the light. And you and the students are part of it. The teachings of God through me of the early 1900s were a footprint in time that expanded through decades, through copies of my books, word of mouth, and now your virtual internet. And it's time for you to be the beacon of light that you are, to live the life of joy that's yours by divine right, and illuminate the pathway for others who wish to no longer be afraid. Know that each of you have your team of angelic beings, messengers of God who support you in all things. Ask through the light of your heart, and it shall be. Holding the light energy of love, Florence. And when she first said that about the program spreading across the planet like a raging fire, gobbling up the darkness and bringing in the light, when she said that, I felt it in the very cells of my being, and I knew it was true. And because I'm human, it kind of freaked me out a little bit, because that's a huge responsibility. I mean, oh my gosh, raging across the planet, bringing in the light. What if I messed that up? But the angels jumped right in there and showed me that if I would keep my heart open to their guidance, we would hold the space for you to experience miracles, miraculous shifts in your energy, and help you to discover how truly powerful you are. And with each of you, each one of you who've come together in each presentation of this program, you're stepping into your power. You're reconnecting with the light essence within you, and you're healing in all directions of time the baggage of pain that you've been dragging around all your lives. Florence was right. You are beacons of light, and whatever brings your heart joy is yours. And if you're feeling guided to offer a service of some kind, look deeper at what you're being guided to do. It may be time to set the wheels into motion to bring that feeling, that energy of excitement and joy and love, to fruition. And if you're already offering a service, it may be time to expand your business in a way that may feel outside your comfort zone. But you know within your heart that you need to do it. Know that you can. And you're fully supported by both heaven and earth to do it. Your perfect self-expression is of divine design. It's the energetic space of love that you hold. No matter who you are or what it is you're doing in this moment, no matter what your life looks like right now, what you're guided from deep within to do is important. And if you ignore the call, you will not only not fulfill your true potential and experience all the joy that's here for you, plus those who are looking for what you have to offer won't find you. Do you feel fulfilled in what you're doing? Perhaps you're already experiencing what makes your heart sing with joy. Or do you feel there's something more for you? Something that truly makes your heart sing with joy when you wake up in the morning. So in this moment, take a deep breath, close your eyes, and ask your heart, what is it that I'm to do that will fulfill my potential? And write down what pops in your head. And if you don't see what makes your heart sing with joy, what it looks like, don't worry. So, what is it that I'm to do that will fulfill my potential? Now, years ago when I would ask, I'd clearly hear to share love. Well, I admit, as a human, my brain went to, what the heck does that mean? Well, I was wise without knowing it, because instead of making myself crazy trying to figure it out, I just got on with my life and followed the guidance of my heart. And you know what? The angels filled in all the details. And like I've told you before, teaching this class was so not on my radar when I was growing up, the daughter of a farmer, or when I moved to Colorado. I was going to be a CEO of a company. Well, I'm a CEO, all right, but working for God, and my job description changes all the time. But the one thing that has remained constant is the joy, the love that fills my heart with gratitude at the opportunity to share with each of you tools to help make your life easier, happier, based in love energy. So, if you got to share love as your answer, know that your angels will fill in the details of what it means for you to share love. It's all about living from your heart space, and the angels will fill in the details. And if all you feel is an energy, no words, just an energy, make note of the energy. What does it feel like? You know, the first time that I asked years ago, I got nothing, not even an energy, because I was so lost in the physical world's fear. You know, like I told you earlier, I was afraid to decide on what I wanted because in my illogical thinking, I was convinced if I didn't decide on something I wanted, then I wouldn't be disappointed when I didn't get it. But I kept my heart open, breathing into the belief that it's my birthright to be happy. And miracles began to happen. And I received the tools in the Mastery Library to show me how to heal the painful wounds, the negative thought patterns and beliefs as they were revealed. And I was led here to be with you. So set the intention now to be open to whatever's revealed to you. Florence says, demand a lead. I call them signs. Demand a sign to show you you're on the right path and what your next action step is. Now, Florence also addresses the human need to struggle. Struggling is a human need. There is no struggle in the higher realms of existence. There's no struggle when we achieve our highest possible vibration of love. And as children, we dream without limits, and when we dream, we see ourselves experiencing things that bring us joy. We can feel it. We imagine ourselves doing and being and having experiences that make our hearts sing with joy. And then we grow up, and many of us stop dreaming. I did for a very long time, and then I found out that dreaming was really good. Dreaming sets wheels of energy into motion to create the dreams as your reality. And I want to address visioning and the imagination. And I'll never forget when I was working so hard to experience communicating with angelic beings, to identify and distinguish between my own mind chatter and messages from my angels, I had a conversation with a friend about the imagination. I asked if what I was getting was my imagination, and she asked me, what is imagination? Well, the World English Dictionary defines imagination as the faculty or action of producing ideas, mental creative ability, the faculty of forming mental images or concepts of what is not actually present to the senses. The faculty of forming mental images or concepts of what is not actually present to the senses. Well, let's look at this. Years ago, if it wasn't present to the senses, then mainstream society dismissed it. Whatever it was, as not being relevant. But not everything's present to our five senses. We learned that we don't see germs with our naked eyes. We don't see radiation. We don't see UV rays. But all these things affect the human body. And one thing they all have in common is that we don't see them. Our imagination is a way of interpreting an experience within our mind. Mathematics, literature, music, and science, they began with an idea formulated in the imagination. Those ideas were able to formulate because they already existed at a higher plane of existence, and the person having the idea had direct access to it. Your imagination is your access to the limitless possibility of creation energy within you. As adults, we take on responsibilities to the point that we almost suffocate under the weight of them. We take on the teachings of the physical world that it's necessary for us to struggle to live. And remember that phrase, if it were simple, everyone would do it. Well, now we know that living a life that we love is simple. All we need to do is choose to shift our energy to the higher vibration of love, a place that feels so awesome. We all want to live there as much as possible. And throughout this program, you've been perfecting your container of love, a container with no boundaries and no end, a container of safety where you're held in the palm of God, a container that connects you to the limitlessness of possibility in all its forms. A container that holds what can be compared to nuclear power to create from within you your version of heaven on earth in whatever form that is. And from this safe space of expansion, you engage with the higher vibration of the creator of all that is to be the energy of receiving what makes your heart sing with joy. It's from this peaceful, balanced place that you are the beacon of light to attract to you all that you desire. You're a beacon of light to the job that's yours. You're a beacon of light to the clients who are looking for you. You're a beacon of light to the home your heart desires that needs your energy. Homes are more than structures. Homes are energy too. Wood and steel and stone and glass made up of energy. And the soils of Mother Earth beneath the structure is also energy. You're here, where you are, wherever it is that you are, because of the energy you hold for the soils of Mother Earth beneath your feet. You hold value that far surpasses the teachings of our physical world. You hold value far beyond our human ability to comprehend. You are valuable. You are an essential, important essence of light that holds the space for truth, for love, for ascension to a higher state of being. And the desires of your heart manifesting as your reality brings you joy. That joy ascends not only your energy, but that of Mother Earth beneath you, as well as the energy of those around you. And this time of ascension to the higher vibration of love energy fully supports you getting what you want, getting what makes your heart sing with joy. That's why this time is so exciting. We have this incredible power to create miraculous experiences. We've longed for this, begged for it, prayed for it, and now, here it is. And we keep trying to make it hard. It's simple. Florence teaches us that life's a game to be enjoyed. Allow yourself to be as a child, visioning yourself having what you want, doing what you want, being what you want. Don't know what you want? Not a problem. You know what the energy feels like that makes you feel good? Embrace that energy and the angels will fill in the details. And let's look at some really feel-good energy. How awesome would it be to work for someone who values you and your service, who pays you magnificently well, who provides excellent benefits, and you love the job? How awesome would it be to have your own business, doing what you love, providing an extraordinary service or products with wonderful clients who happily and easily pay your fees? How awesome would it be to live in the house or apartment that you absolutely love in a marvelous area with wonderful neighbors? How awesome would it be to have loving relationships? How awesome would it be to feel confident and fulfilled with your relationship with the Creator of all that is? You deserve perfect self-expression. You deserve all that makes your heart sing with joy. And I want to take a moment and experience visioning together what makes your heart sing with joy. But before we do that, I just want to share with you that when I was visioning and plotting out my life path, what little bit of that I did as a young adult, I never dreamed I'd be doing this. Never would I have dreamed it. But here we are. And my heart sings with joy every time I meet with you, every time I prepare for this class, these class modules, every time we experience the program together. Here we are. At one point, it was just something to happen in the future, and I had no idea what it was really going to look like, but I did know what it would feel like to share information of the angelic realm, to illuminate your path and open your heart to aha understanding, to transform your life to joy and happiness, and to share tools to help you rest peacefully in the palm of God. And now here it is. You know, my dad, Big Jim, used to get me up at the crack of dawn with Rise and Shine to chop cotton in the summer. And holding the safe space for others to meet and play with their angels and transform their lives to something beautiful was not on my radar. Believe me, if I can do this, you can do whatever brings your heart joy. And at this time, I want to address specifically the power of want energy. And we've talked about it before, but in my opinion, you can't talk about it enough. Want energy is the energy we create from. And when we want something, we're either in fear energy or love energy, never both. And from that want energy, we create something we're happy with or something we're unhappy with, something we don't want. So you can see that it's really important to evaluate and course correct your want energy to the highest vibration of love possible and use the term that holds the highest vibration for you. It may be, I want. It may be, I choose. It may be, I desire. Use the term that holds exciting, joy-filled energy for you. And when we want money to pay a debt or obligation because we don't have it, or we want a new place to live because we're being forced to move, there can be desperation, fear energy involved. So when you decide you want something, no matter what it is, first, discern what is your want energy. And we're going to experience an exercise to identify your want energy in just a moment. So when you decide on something you want, these are the two questions to ask yourself. Number one, and we'll use money as the example, could be money, job, relationship, home, could be anything you want, but we're going to use money in this example. Ask yourself, do I want this money because of the joy it will bring me to pay the obligation or to buy what I want? And the second question, do I want this money because I don't have the money to pay the obligation and I feel shame, guilt, or desperation, some form of fear? So identify that energy. And now we'll do an exercise to help you identify your energy. And if you don't want one of these things, simply move on to the next want scenario. So First, let's look at a new home. Question number one, do I want a new home because of the joy it will bring me to move into a new home that I love? Or, question number two, do I want a new home because I feel desperate? I'm being forced to move and I'm afraid I won't find anything I can afford. Now we'll look at a new job. Question number one, do I want a new job or business because of the joy it'll bring me to have it and experience it? Or, question number two, do I want a new job because I'm drowning in fear having been laid off or fired, or I'm miserable in the job I have? Do I feel helpless, powerless, and desperate? Well, even if you don't have the money to pay the debt, or you're being forced to move, or you just got fired, been there, done that, you can still shift your energy to the joy it would give you to pay the debt and to move into your new home or to start that new job or business. It's all perception. And you have the power to change your energy of perception. You have the ability and power to shift your want energy from less than love fear and desperation of not having or being forced to the love or above energy of the joy it will bring you to receive whatever it is that you want, something you'll love. And I'm going to invite you to step back as an observer of your life and take a look at all the things that you want to transform, all the things you want to be, do, or have that aren't yours yet. And evaluate your want energy. And if you discover that there's desperation, fear energy involved, take the time you need to shift the want energy from fear to love. And there are so many tools in the Mastery Tool Library. You know, we've talked about it in the program, in the calls. But if you need help, reach out to the Facebook community or email me. You don't have to do this alone. And remember, you're not faking it till you make it, and you're not lying to yourself. You're powerfully creating your reality through your thought energy. Make it the reality you want. Now let's talk about money for a moment before we do our guided journey. Money represents freedom to us. The freedom to do what we want, when we want to do it. And it holds the most fear for us because we're human, and that's what humans do, worry and fret about money. Wealth is a matter of consciousness, not activity. When we release the limited beliefs about how we can receive money and expand our consciousness and expectations to receive in a larger way, we do. Here in today's world, I know of a woman who knew in her heart that if she had a safe to put money in, she'd receive the money to put in the safe. She got the safe, and the money followed. What's your bridge of active faith? What are you guided to do or get that you know in your heart will increase cash flow to you? Do you need to get those currency straps from the bank to wrap around bills, more deposit slips, more checks? Do you need to research ways to invest? Do you need your own safe? What makes you feel rich? Or maybe the word rich doesn't resonate with you. What makes you feel wealthy? After the class, look deep within and discern if there's something that will demonstrate your active faith where money's concerned. You know, it's just as easy for the universe to deliver to you $1,000 as it is to deliver a dollar. The universe has no anxious energy surrounding money. It's our anxious energy that blocks us, that want fear energy of desperation because we don't have it. I used to be so afraid where money was concerned. And then I began to overcome my fear, but still I had some kind of block because I would have just enough, never extra. So clearly, somewhere deep within, I was blocking more than enough. So now I've rewritten that neural pathway of belief, shifted my energy, and stand in awe at how God delivers money to me. You know, when we lived in the apartment, I'd find money in the parking lot when I'd take Magic for a walk, and it wasn't just change. It was dollar bills and a $20 bill, never $100, but it did get up to $20. And one time I found change, and it was a coin that was a dollar, a dime, and a penny. It was $1.11. Well, that was exciting because $1.11, that those three ones mean something to me. It was a direct sign of change to come, and it did, and it was awesome. And you can do this too. Make it a game of expectancy and wonder and excitement, leaving the how, the details of how money comes to you, up to the angels. Your excited, expectant energy will deliver money to you, and you'll have fun standing there with your arms wide open to receive. Now, Greg Kuhn, K-U-H-N, the Law of Attraction quantum physics guy, teaches us how to fool the quantum field by celebrating finding a penny. He explains that by celebrating finding a penny, money, you can manifest more money through your energy of celebration. And pennies are everywhere, everywhere. In your washer, in your dryer, in the floorboard of your truck or car, on the sidewalk, they're everywhere. And I've posted the link to his video on the Facebook. It's about 5.5 minutes. And if you're not on Facebook, and I know many of you aren't, go to YouTube.com and search Greg Kuhn Penny, and you'll find the video. Watch it. Make it a game to implement what he says and enjoy your results. And I'd love it if you post your results in the Facebook community, or if you're not in Facebook, email me. I'd love to hear about your gain that you make at finding money or having money come to you. Okay, so now let's talk about the creation process. Even though life is about the journey, we've learned throughout this program to begin at our journey's end, to begin with the energy of the results of what we want to create. We've learned to begin with what it would feel like to receive what it is we want. And when we begin at the end with the energy of receipt, we're able to access the energy of creation from the highest vibration of love possible. Excited joy of having received because we want something. And remember, we talk about want energy, so the want energy needs to be for the joy it will bring us, not the energy of desperation because we don't have it, but because of the joy it will bring us. And through the energy of joy, we draw into our reality more joy. We attract to us what we want simply because of the joy it will bring us. Now, this form of creation, this is the journey. An exciting journey of limitless possibility, of hope, of dreams fulfilled through joy, love, and light. And it's simple. As humans taught to fear and worry about every little thing, this can be way outside the box of your comfort zone because struggling in fear is your normal way of living. But through the tools, teachings, and support of this program, you're stepping into a new way of being to claim your status of powerful master creator of joy and happiness, to win your game of life and live your version of heaven on earth. And something to remember, when we set our intention for change and demand it, the old energy shifts and change begins, even though we may not see it yet in our physical world. And I know we're a microwave society of I want it and I want it now. So if you don't see physical changes right away, do not let yourself get scared of change and pull your intention back. Do not squash your joy-filled receiving energy and negate your demand by plunging headlong back into fear, mumbling, that didn't work. This routine of behavior is normal because you're human. But we're creating a new normal way of living, one of joy-filled success at creating joy and happiness. But if you do it anyway, don't beat yourself up. Simply shift back into your creation energy, reclaiming your power and demanding with a vengeance what it is you want from the joy it will bring you to be, do, or have what it is you want, desire, or choose. And each time you reclaim your energy and re-anchor your intention, it'll get easier and easier to maintain. And you will shift from faith and trust to knowing. Knowing with every cell of your being. Knowing that what you want is inevitable. And it will become a part of your physical reality. Remember, man is financed by God and God is never too late. You don't worry that there's enough air outside to breathe when you open the door. When you hold money in the same energy you hold air or anything else that you want, that there's more than enough for everyone, the energy's different. And money, or whatever it is that you want to receive, is easy. Open your human mind to the divinity of unlimited bliss. Allow yourself to transcend the limitation of the reasoning mind and be the possibility of creation. And through this window of limitlessness, you will create the opportunity to manifest instantaneously. You know, when we hear of a traumatic event, we reflect on how life can change in an instant. Change through trauma is painful. However, life can change for the better in the same way, in an instant. The human brain typically thinks it'll take a lot of time to unravel the creation of chaos that is our life, but when you powerfully shift your energy, transformation to the higher state of love can be instantaneous. Now, very quickly, I want to address leads, guides to action steps. You know, when we want to create something new in our lives, one of the challenges is maintaining the shift to love source energy. But the second biggest human challenge is being open to receive guidance to action steps. I want to suggest using the time of what I like to call distracted concentration to your advantage. Distracted concentration time is when you're taking a shower or a bath or washing dishes or vacuuming, washing the car, raking your yard, cleaning your house. That time when you're concentrating on something, but it isn't brain surgery. You're engaged, but your mind is open to the messages of your higher self and angels. So demand a lead or guidance to action steps, and then to help you be open, take a shower or a bath or wash the dishes. Do something that you're concentrating on, but you're open to guidance. So we've covered a lot of information here, so now let's give our minds a rest and move into our heart space with the angels. And in this class module, we want to set the intention to connect with your higher self to more clearly discern what makes your heart sing with joy. You may or may not get a clear vision of what it looks like, but you will access the energy of what it feels like. And during this guided journey, I'm including 4 minutes of music to visit with your angels, but we'll begin by quieting our minds. So please place your feet flat on the floor, and with your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And take a deep breath and shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And embrace the things that you're grateful for. And breathe into the gratitude. And ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And together, we set the intention to connect with our angelic assistants to open our hearts, to set the foundation to experience the highest possible outcome of your day and life, to gain clarity on what makes your heart sing with joy. Whether that be a job, business, relationship, connection with the angelic, whatever your heart longs to gain clarity about. And together we'll release resistance, doubt, and the lower energy of less than desirable past life experiences to allow for the limitless possibility of this moment. So with eyes closed, we begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, we ask that only those of the light be allowed to communicate with us. We ask our personal assistant angels to join us and help us hold the safe space to gain clarity on what we desire from this safe space of love. In gratitude, amen. Allow yourself to see before you in your mind's eye your beautiful grounding tree. Step into the tree's open, loving heart essence of God and Mother Earth, and allow your feet to mold into the roots of the tree, down into the soils of Mother Earth. They travel deeper and deeper into the center of Mother Earth, to the core light of healing love energy within her. And with a deep breath, pull the vibrant healing light energy back up through the soils to your feet, up through your legs to your heart. And notice the branches of your tree open wide to the breath of God. Take a deep breath and pull the healing love of God forth through your heart. Take a deep breath and expand the healing energies of Mother Earth and the breath of God within your heart. You are the limitless possibility of God incarnate. Step out through the other side of your mighty oak tree to your field of potentiality. Your angels welcome you into this field of possibility. And an angel asks you, what do you wish to gain clarity about? Share with them what you want to know and allow your heart to dream big. Nothing is too big for you to experience. Allow your heart to soar with your angels, exploring all that brings you joy, and embrace that joy-filled energy. So take a deep breath, just to expand and anchor this experience with your angels and fully embrace the limitless possibility that is you. Now it's time to return to the physical world and bring that joy of having, being, and doing the dreams of your heart with you. Thank your angelic assistants for helping you to step into your power and anchor the limitlessness of your essence. You and your angels agree to continue working together to bring your heaven to earth. Walk over to your mighty oak tree and step into her grounding spiritual essence. Take a deep breath and see the roots of your mighty oak tree blend with your feet to burrow deeply into Mother Earth, to the core light within her. Take another deep breath and pull that vibrant healing light energy up through the soils of Mother Earth, up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. Step out of your mighty oak tree fully grounded and return to the physical world, bringing with you joy-filled energy of creation. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Know that you deserve to experience all that brings your heart joy. Again, this magical time of creation is what we've longed for. Don't give up 5 minutes before what you want manifests. Hold to your conviction of your truth, knowing with every cell of your being that it's your birthright as a powerful master creator of love and light to experience the highest version of joy and happiness possible in human form. Direct the energy our planet and human bodies are experiencing with focused intensity to powerfully create more joy and happiness than you can even imagine at this moment. It's a magical time. So get clear on what you want and embrace the energy of how much joy it'll give you to receive what you want and maintain that energy as much as humanly possible. Demand and command the joy energy within you to mold into what you want. Actively prepare to receive what you want, taking any action steps you're guided to take, and open your arms wide to receive. And if you have any questions about anything we've discussed in this or any other class module call, please post them in the Facebook community and I'll respond there. So this completes our class module, and if you have any questions, please press star 2 on your keypad if you're on the phone, or type your question into the queue if you're listening on the web. And just remember, love energy is your essence, and love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. Love energy works outside of time and space. Love energy alters conditions and brings to you that which is yours by divine right, your birthright, all that you can dream of, and more. Continue to daily rewrite the neural pathways of belief that reveal themselves to you that no longer serve you, or what's hindering you from transforming your reality to something new and exciting. And if there's an area you're having trouble with, that's being challenging for you, reach out for help in the Facebook community Or if you need private one-on-one time with me, use the Mastery Intensive Mentoring Session form and we'll schedule a session. Oh, and if you joined us late, registration is now open to you for the next Secret Door to Success Mastermind that begins September 28th. And there'll be at least two masterminds on Mondays, one at 1 p.m. Mountain Time and one at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. And you'll be heard, supported, and guided like never before. We speak the word and create personal treatments for each mastermind student. You will love it. You'll have a mastermind partner all your own to support and who will support you. And your life will transcend to realms you cannot even begin to imagine right now. Seating in this extraordinary program is limited. If you're interested and want to know more about it, please contact me. Thank you. I want to thank you for being here with me tonight, for sharing your time with me, and for being a part of this program, and for opening your heart to the true essence of who you are. Demand the very best and open your arms wide to receive it. Have a wonderful week, and I will see you next Monday. Good night.